want to take a few minutes to introduce kind of what I have really envisioned for this time. I've called this a conservative worship symposium, and each of those terms was carefully chosen to really describe what I'd like to see accomplished today. First, conservative. I think probably there were some who didn't even give this meeting a second glance because of that term. That term has got all kinds of baggage with it. It's become almost a bad word. But, you know, we progress to the point, even amongst those who have a heritage in fundamentalism, where conservative is considered a bad thing. That's part of the goal of this, is to say, okay, is conservatism biblical? And if it is, what is it? And can we defend it biblically? I'll give you an example. A pastor from Arizona wrote on Sharper Iron a couple months ago, he wrote this: let's shoot in the head the desire to be conservative. Let's be biblical, and where that leads to doing things in a traditional way, well, rejoice. Where that leads to do a more contemporary approach, Selah. but I thought his comment well reflected the sentiments of the day and did raise an important question. He set conservatism over against being biblical. And that it is an important question to ask. What is conservatism, and is it biblical? Because if it's not, then we shouldn't be conservative. And so that's really the question that we're trying to attempt to answer, at least attempt to, through this gathering. I'm not as concerned at this stage with particular applications, although we're certainly going to get there, and hopefully that's what we'll discuss a lot in the last session. But what are the basic principles of a conservative philosophy, and is it biblical? Is that the best way to view life and ministry from a biblical perspective? At its essence, really, and this will kind of set the structure for the day, the four sessions, as I see it, there are really two pillars of conservatism that we're going to explore. We've got four sessions. Two of them will kind of deal with the first one, and the last two will deal with the second one. The first pillar of conservatism is affirmation of transcendent absolute principles and belief that those principles are knowable and a commitment to align ourselves with those principles. Now, I think, you know, that the big three transcendent principles are truth, goodness, and beauty. And when it comes to truth and goodness, we're all okay with affirming the reality of absolute principles when it comes to those two. It's the beauty that is most controversial. Is beauty absolute, and are there knowable principles by which we can judge earthly beauty? And that's where Michael Riley and Mike Harding will be targeting the discussion this morning, the issue of transcendence, absolutes, and beauty. Is it knowable, and can we make judgments based on that? So the first talks will deal with that. The second talks will deal with the second pillar of conservatism, which is a commitment to conserve those institutions and forms that best reflect a recognition and respect for those transcendent principles. Conservatism, I think, recognizes that culture is nurtured within systems of value, that it's not created in a vacuum, that every culture maker builds on what has come before. And so a conservative is going to choose to build on those forms that have been nurtured within the community of faith to best express the transcendent character and nature of God. And so Tim Fisher is going to be with us this afternoon. He's driving from Pennsylvania, but he's going to deal with the issue of culture, and I'm going to deal a little bit more practically about how this fleshes out in local church ministry, in terms of the kinds of forms and practices that we retain and build upon, not that we're opposed at all to change and to moving forward, but the fact that we are conserving something and building on that which has come before. And so really today we're trying to evaluate these two pillars of conservatism, evaluate whether they are biblical, and then explore how they will affect practical ministry. And that's where we're headed, especially with the discussion time. And as we do this, I really want to urge all of us to resist the temptation to think in terms of simply being anti-contemporary. In other words, in a discussion like this, it's common to point to extreme examples in contemporary culture and with evangelicalism and just talk about how bad they are. But my goal really is I'd like to see us be willing to have some self-examination, to be self-critical in our discussions today. This gathering has been designed and geared for church leaders, for pastors, for people leading in the church. And so really, some of what we discuss on a practical level, I probably wouldn't get up and preach to just a general congregation. This is meant to be a discussion for church leaders. Our goal is to explore biblical conservatism and then ask the question, how are we doing? How are we in applying these biblical principles? I raise this because I think there is a huge difference between being truly conservative and being merely anti-contemporary. And I think a lot of what passes for conservatism today is merely anti what's going on right now. And I think that's caused a lot of the problems. My fear is that there's a lot of people, especially within the fundamentalist heritage, who are certainly anti-contemporary in their practice, but they don't really have truly conservative underpinnings in their practice. And that's our goal today. What ends up happening is they often end up defending traditions that are certainly not part of current pop culture, but neither are they really truly good or conservative. What they defend is not conservative, it's just old. And I want to get beyond that. And so I want to urge us today to consider a fully orbed conservatism that will affect every part of our local church ministry. So having said that, I move now to the second word in our title, worship. Really, conservatism is a way of looking at all of life that influences every aspect of life and ministry. We talk about conservative politics, conservative theology, conservative social views. But today, we're really going to be narrowing in and focusing specifically upon worship, although a lot of what we'll talk about really could apply to other avenues as well. I raise this because I want to be clear that it's entirely possible in theory to be conservative in one or more areas without being conservative in worship. So it's possible to be conservative theologically or conservative in one's social views and not be conservative in worship. I think it's inconsistent personally, but it's possible. It's reality. It's out there. And so you've got, churches that are robustly conservative in their theology, but quite progressive in their worship forms. And so we have to ask the question, is that compatible? Is that consistent? And you've got the other way around. You've got churches with liberal theology but very conservative worship, and that's a problem as well. And so our focus today, though, is specifically on how biblical conservatism affects our worship. And then third, as I've already mentioned, this is a symposium. This is a gathering for the purpose of open discussion. And I really hope that can be the case throughout the day. We'll certainly have some monologues, but I'd really like to see this progress toward our final hour of discussion. I've come prepared with some issues that we can direct our discussion with, but I really want it to let it kind of morph into whatever you want it to. Let you raise issues that you want to discuss, and I'd love for it to be a time of self-evaluation, consideration, application, and even healthy debate. I think that'd be a good thing. I think we need more of that. There is nothing more important, I think we all would agree, than the worship of our God. And so my prayer is that our time today will help us see what I believe is a biblical necessity of conservatism. If you're skeptical about that, I hope that this day will help you with that. That it will help you better understand what conservative really means if you're already convinced of some form of conservatism, and that it will challenge you to evaluate your own ministries and practices to see if you're really doing what is best in the conservation of biblical worship. So I really hope that it will accomplish that today.